Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So the Democrat Party is nuts, and a new report that came out says that they're friggin' crazy, and if they want to win ever again, they got to moderate. But that's not going to happen because the people running the party are all freaking nuts. So they got a major problem on their hands. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. I am getting my camera set up. I'm in New York, actually, Fox News. I just did a hit on America Reports with Sandra Smith and a really nice guy who's a Democrat. But was totally off base with believing that his party has a chance to be a centrist majority party again. So that's where I am. And I was on, you will hear at, I guess it is, let's see what time. You'll hear at 8 o'clock tonight. I was on with Jimmy Failla for the full hour on his show, which you'll hear today. So there you go. Absolutely. We are rocking and rolling here. All right. Cooking with gasoline. Now, this report comes out by this supposedly center-left group, and it says what we all know, all right? The Democrat Party is freaking nuts. They've lost their way. They don't talk to Americans anymore. They don't speak the language, and they have to get off the social issues, and they need to moderate. The problem for them is that any Democrat that tries to do those things is going to face a major primary challenge and will not be their party's nominee. Let's look at John Fetterman, for example. John Fetterman, whether he's sincere or this is all a political act, he's talking like a moderate Democrat. Not voting like one, but talking like one. Except on the government shutdown, he and Senator Dave McCormick joining in to reopen the government. What's going to happen with that? Is the party rallying around Fetterman and saying this is the direction we need to be in? No. They're talking about primary challenging him. Who can primary John Fetterman? Because the Democrat Party has let the crazies run the asylum. And until they figure out a way to exorcise them from the party, they don't have a chance of sounding like a reasonable political party. And look, we need a solid Democrat Party to compete with Republicans. It helps. Actually, it's better if the Democrat Party was a legit party because it would keep Republicans honest. It would make them actually act like conservatives. It would force them to be better. I mean, competition's a good thing. I believe that. But this Democrat Party is such a joke right now that you don't even have to worry about it. Because Republicans right now they don't have to worry about losing the majority. They don't have any competition. The competition that exists right now can win in places like New York City, but it can't win nationally. And that's the difference. So Zora Mamdani, who's going to win in New York and become the next mayor of New York, barring some big change here, some seismic change, the guy's going to win. That is a he's a socialist. So understand this now. He's a socialist. Democrats are about to nominate, about to elect a socialist for New York City. The guy who says he's the moderate in the race, Andrew Cuomo, can't beat him. He's not going to beat him. So, yeah, it works in New York, and a blue, solidly blue, lefty, progressive, what's become a hellhole, New York City. But it doesn't play outside of that. And that's the problem. That's the thing that the Democrats have to deal with, is the fact that outside of that, nobody's buying what they're selling. Because they're not talking about things that normal people talk about. Like, you and I talk about issues, and I hear about the issues of energy prices. I hear about the issues of high electricity bills. And this report says Democrats need to stop talking so much about climate change. Democrats are not going to stop talking about climate change because it's a cult within their base that believes that climate change is going to kill us all. And it's also a big Fazul laundering operation within the Democrat Party, which is that we will send hundreds of millions of dollars to your pet green energy projects. So it's not as simple as the report says about Democrats need to just drop the language about climate change and focus more on issues that people care about. They're so in bed with the green energy companies, with the government subsidies and everything else, from the windmills to the solar panels to everything else. There's so much money riding on this. They can't abandon it. I mean, it's not just as simple as going out there and saying, all right, well, we think the climate is changing, but we're going to focus on issues that the American people care about. Stop. No, because when you're dealing with $600 billion in subsidies for offshore wind, solar panels, all the companies that are behind this, all of the various, and in order to sell that, to get that money, you've got to be out there scaring the bejesus out of people that the climate's going to end, that the earth's going to end because of climate change. We're all going to die. Because if we're not all going to die, what do you need windmills for? What do you need to build these freaking massive wind turbines? That the only things dying because of this are whales and dolphins as they try to build these things. But you see what I mean? If you don't convince people that there is an immediate need, it's sales 101. You got to convince people that there is an urgent need right away to get them to spend money. Same thing in politics. You can't convince voters to go along with the people who will then turn around and give your hard-earned money to all these various green energy groups unless you go out there every day and tell them that the seas are rising, we're all going to be underwater, we're all going to be dead, our kids won't be able to breathe, we can't reproduce, blah, blah, blah. And unless you do that, then you can't turn around and go, and here's $100 billion in subsidies and pass the misnamed Inflation Reduction Act, which is full of all these things that I'm talking about right now. I mean, billions of dollars of subsidies, which they get away with to their friends and their pet projects because lobbyists go in there and say, we need money for this project and that project. We got to build a wind farm here. We got to build a solar panel farm here. And then you get them, the Democrats stand up and go, if we don't do this now, our children will not have an earth to inherit. Like, stop. So the report says that most people don't believe it. They don't care about this. They don't want the Democrat Party focusing on this. But it's not just as simple as having a bunch of kooks who have a climate cult within their party that really does believe this. I'm not doubting that there are true believers. Believe me, there are. There are true believers in the Democrat Party who honestly believe that we will all be under seawater soon and that the oceanfront property is going to be Burlington County. Like, if you want oceanfront, buy in Medford, because eventually Medford Lakes will become Medford Shores. And the Atlantic Ocean will be, I mean, there are people that believe that. They drive Subarus. They drive, not everybody who drives a Tesla believes this, by the way. I know people that drive Teslas that do it because they financially just, that well, first of all, they love the self-driving function of it. But a lot of the people that started out driving Priuses, no, they literally believe this stuff. And it's also posh to believe this. It's not hip to not believe it. Like somebody said to me years ago, they said, you know, when you don't agree with climate change, it sounds old. I said, what the hell does that mean? They said, well, yeah, it's like all the kids today believe it. First of all, that's not true. There's a lot more young people right now who are waking up to the fact that they've been sold a bill of goods here to fund green energy scams all over the country and around the world, by the way, around the world, too. But He said, well, I mean, everybody now believes climate change is real. I said, well, whether it's real or not, it's we can't fix it. We can't do anything about it. So sending money to build windmills, solar farms, all these other things is a scam. It's not going to stop anything, especially when China is world's number one polluter. It's not going to do a damn thing. You could put us in every climate pact on Earth. It's not going to change anything. But if you have a cult that believes something, and then you can use that energy to then drive a message to get people elected who can then take your tax dollars and distribute those funds to corporations that are going to build all these projects and make bank, they're laughing all the way to the bank as they drive their cars, which, by the way, are cars. Whether they are filled with gasoline, these high-end cars they have, or you plug them in, still requires electricity, energy, or gasoline. It requires some sort of thing to make the engine go. I mean, I'm no engineering major, but the battery doesn't charge itself. It's not used. Hamsters don't charge it. And so all these fat cats at all these various corporations, Orsted, whoever else, they all live a very nice life. And the lobbyists who work for them, who get all the money for these climate change, green energy scam projects, they make bank too. Hundreds of thousands of dollars per project. It's a project basis fee. So we want to get a fiscal appropriation to build a solar farm in wherever. All right, well, that's going to cost you $500,000, and we'll get it introduced into the omnibus bill, and then we'll get introduced into the other bill, and that's how the game works. And then they laugh as they go to Capitol Grill and they eat steak as some climate change whack job group puts out a report that says steak is the worst thing that you could be eating and beef is killing us. And then the Washington Post writes a story about where you live and the carbon footprint. And oh, wow, D.C. has one of the highest carbon footprints because of all the steak that they're eating at steakhouses in D.C. And it's not just the Republican Party. It's not like when the Democrats are in charge that suddenly all these steakhouses go out of business. No, no, no. They do just fine. That's the other dirty little secret about all this, is that when the Democrats are in charge, the Capitol Grill in D.C. or Smith and Walensky or wherever else, Capitol Prime Rib, whatever it is, it's not like they switch their menus over to vegan for 4 years. Like, oh, Biden got elected. Roll out the vegan menu. That's not what they do. What they do is they still serve steak, and people come in and pay a lot of money for it with their congressmen and their senators and their lobbying friends. And they all sit around and they figure out how to take our money and steal it from us and give it to their friends under the guise of climate change doom. So this report comes out and says Democrats need to get away from that issue. But there's a cult that votes in a primary that believes the doom is real, and B, money from people that take that climate cult craziness and turn it into a marketing campaign to convince Congress to give them money to give to their corporate fat cat friends. And that's how it works. And that's the deal. And to get away from that deal, good luck, because you're so invested in it now. You're so in that these green groups, like take Orsted, for example. Orsted is the company behind the massive wind massacre, dead whales and dolphins in the Jersey Shore, right? Well, they're dead now, or is dead, as our buddy Chairman Mike Donohue of the Cape May County Republican Party, you know, he went out there, sued the pants off of them and won. It got them to go away for now. But they're just waiting and hoping that Mikey Sherrill wins the race for governor. It's why I tell you all the time, if Mikey Sherrill wins, those windmills are coming back. There's too much money at stake here. There are billions of dollars at stake. She will absolutely bring them back. And what she will do is she will turn around and she will say, we have to bring these windmills back because of climate change. No, it's because her donors are people that are tied to these groups and they want to see these projects built because they got a lot of money riding on it. And then she can use that when she runs for president in 4 years, or not 4 years, but in 3 years, 2028. And she says, look at all the windmills I built. Look at all look at how I, from Virginia, came to Jersey, became your governor, and destroyed your coastline for my own selfish political benefit. And now I'm running it for president. And in the South Carolina presidential primary, when the issue of climate change comes up, I can stand on a stage and I can tell everybody how I built thousands of massive wind turbines in the name of climate change, in the name of fighting the climate change. Because if any Democrat on that stage in a primary, in the South Carolina Democrat primary in 2027, stands up there and says, You know what? Most people don't believe this nonsense, and they want us talking about other things, and they want affordable energy prices, and they want electricity prices to go down, and they realize now that this green scam has driven up their rates, and they're really angry, and they're tired of this. That person is not winning. That person is not winning the primary. That person will be booed, and that person will be laughed off the stage, and good luck getting the nomination. Good luck. No, the 0.0 chance right now in this political Democrat Party climate of that person walking off. Let's move over to another subject. Let's talk about Israel for a second. John Fetterman is out there saying that we have to stand with Israel. And because of that, he's going to get face a primary challenge. You've got Mandami, who's talked about Netanyahu should be arrested if he comes to New York City. That's going to be the mayor of New York City. So if you have a Democrat primary in 2027 in South Carolina or Iowa or New Hampshire, wherever, and you got a Democrat up there who says Israel's our great friend, we have to stand with them and support them, you'll have the Free Palestine kooks screaming. That person will get laughed off the stage, and they're not winning the primary. This is the problem. This is why Kathy Hochul yesterday at Zora Mandami's rally, when everybody was chanting, tax the rich, tax the rich, and she goes, I can hear you. And then the next day she tries to say she thought they were saying, go Bills. Go Bills. When there's two freaking Bills fans in all of New York City, and both of them are visiting. If you bill yourself as a moderate centrist Democrat, and you don't play to that base now, you will lose. You'll face a primary challenge and you'll be booted out of office. So what happens? Well, take the government shutdown. Chuck Schumer now has to go along with what AOC and the squad members want, or he's done. You know, I was on the panel with this guy, very nice guy, and he says he brings up the Gateway Tunnel Project. So that's a tunnel project, very expensive to build a new tunnel under the Hudson River, connecting trains that would come up the Northeast Corridor into New York City. It's a busy commuter line, as you know, Amtrak, New Jersey Transit, Long Island Railroad, too. And this Gateway Tunnel Project is temporarily canceled. Because Trump said, all right, I'm canceling it. Like, as long as the government shut down, I have the power to cancel it. So the co-panelist brings this up, and I said, well, then reopen the government, you get your project back. You'll get your Gateway Tunnel project back. It'll happen if the government reopens. So reopen the government. Like, you guys are in charge of this. You're the ones keeping the government closed. Again, today, they're keeping it closed. But if you do that, well, now you've just irked the squad. You've irked Bernie Sanders. You've irked Mandami. You've irked all these people. So good luck. Good luck. Unless you are so safe, and let's face it, Chuck Schumer's not safe. At one time, he was. That's why in the past, he would always talk about reopening the government. That's why at one point in the past, he would play ball with the other party because he was safe. You couldn't defeat Chuck Schumer. He was the Senate majority leader or minority leader, depending on the time, with a massive war chest, huge popularity, name recognition. There was no Democrat could take him on. It's just like the same of why Andrew Cuomo was a shoo-in for governor when he ran for governor. A shoo-in for attorney general when he ran for attorney general. And a shoo-in for mayor if the party had not gone freaking nuts. He'd be the nominee right now. But his dad, Mario Cuomo, the biggest worry they had in 1991, the Democrat Party, was that he was going to run. Because he was so popular and considered to be the centrist Democrat that he would have won the primary, and they were genuinely deeply worried about skeletons in his closet connecting to the mob. I'm not joking. That was a big risk. And they were also worried about, like, can an Italian win? Blah, blah, blah. So Bill Clinton runs in 1992. And if you ever read the book Primary Colors, which is a great book, it's an okay movie. John Travolta plays the character that's based on Bill Clinton. It's okay. I mean, book's much better. When that book came out, it took everybody, I mean, Washington by storm. And the Cuomo character is a guy named Ozio, who's the governor of New York State. And they're all worried he's going to wind up running and winning because he's so politically powerful and popular. And the book's all about how Bill Clinton, with a pseudonym, because the book was written anonymously, but it's based on the 1992 political primary, says the party has to move to the center. But you could do that back then because you didn't have social media. So you didn't have TikTok influencers and all these other people who are driving the party even further to the left now than it already is. And you don't have to worry about making people on TikTok angry. And you didn't have to worry about all that stuff back then. So you could stand up there and say the Democrat Party has to moderate. And you could win a primary on that. although Clinton did not win at first. He came in third in New Hampshire against a very liberal guy named Paul Tsongas, who ultimately wound up having heart problems and couldn't be the candidate. And Bill Clinton wound up winning the nomination on the basis of being a new kind of Democrat. That's not going to happen now. It can't happen now. The idea of Bill Clinton in the 90s working with the Republicans and Newt Gingrich to get a balanced budget, that can't happen now. No freaking way. Because the Democrat Party has gone so far to the left, and their base has gone so far to the base drives the party, and the energy in the room is the energy that is exhausted by AOC, Mam Dami, Bernie Sanders, et cetera, et cetera. And if you don't placate to that, you're done. Name your issue. Name any issue, and I will tell you that if you don't go for as far to the left as you possibly can on that issue, you're done. As this report comes out and says, the Democrats need to be moderate and centrist. Like, they got to stop with all the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet plus numerical symbol. Like, enough is enough. Good luck. Good luck with that. You try to do that. You try to say, we need to keep that stuff out of our schools, for example. Like, Mikey Sherrill's running on the fact that we need to have LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet plus numerical symbol curriculum in our classrooms, and parents can't opt out of it, and she won the primary. I mean, she may pretend to be a moderate, but she's radical on all these positions. She's as radical as they come. So good luck. If you want to try to get away from that issue, good luck. So the Democrats have a major problem. They are royally screwed. And this is what happens when you let crazy in. You got to feed it. You know, you got to give it a place to rest. Got to give it food, shelter, water. And then crazy grows. It's like Gremlins. We watched Gremlins with my kids the other night. First of all, I forgot actually how that movie can be a little scary. But luckily, my kids are, like, they knew right away the Gremlins were kind of puppets. Like, even Claire, who's 9, was like, Dad, that's a puppet. I'm like, all right. You know, when I was a kid, it scared the hell out of me, but in a fun way. But as I'm watching Gremlins, I kept thinking about two things. Number one, this movie can never be made today because it's all about how foreign components are getting into American products and the foreigners are taking over everything. That's where the guy is like, they're Gremlins. You know, the truck won't start. He's like, freaking foreigners, Gremlins, you know what I mean? And the whole thing is about this Mogwai, who the guy buys in Chinatown. And when you get it wet, it multiplies. And then when you feed it after midnight, they become mean and they try to kill everybody. It's basically a giant hyperbole on offshoring American jobs. I never looked at it through the lens of that when I was a child, because as much as I was the Alex B. Keaton of my grade, I still never looked at Gremlins from that perspective. Now I do. I look at it from that lens, and I realize that movie was a telling warning about offshoring American jobs. But in the 90s, you could do that. You could talk about that. In the 80s and 90s, Democrats were talking about that all the time. Nowadays, it's racist. I mean, Steven Spielberg produced Gremlins, a movie that warns people about foreign takeover of cars and appliances because the foreigners will put gremlins in them to destroy American economy and American jobs. There's no way they'd make that movie today. And now what you have is you have a Republican Party that's out there warning about this, and the president is, and the Democrats are screaming about how we need to make sure that, I mean, the party that was one time the party of the American worker is now so afraid of just offending people that they'd be more worried about the movie offending people than the point of the movie, which is that foreign companies and parts are taking over America with lesser quality things and destroying American jobs and infrastructure. That's why the Chicago mayor was more worried about the term illegal aliens and the crimes they are committing. Democrat Party is loco. All right, that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, Vanaria Dental, my buddy, my friend, and the master of implant dentists. He is the best of the best. Go see him today, VanariaDental.com. Friday, we're live in Cape May. It is our big show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, and I want to see you there. It's going to be our Halloween spectacular, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So please join us for that, okay? Join us for that, and also, make sure you vote. If you haven't voted early yet, please do. If you came out last night to Burlington County, to Mount Laurel, it was great to see you, and thank you for joining us. We had a great rally. Jack pulled up with the bus, and he was fired up. He's losing his voice. The polls, right? Not the polls, the numbers coming in. When we get back, I'm going to give you some very, very good news, okay? So stick with me. It's Talk Radio 1210.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Oh, yeah. Good music, John. Excellent return music. Love it. Very good. So let's see. We're on YouTube. We are streaming live on YouTube. You can join the fun, join the chat on our YouTube page. Just go to 1210 WPHT and join us. I am in New York today. Fox News had to do America Reports. So it was America's Newsroom yesterday, America Reports today, and hanging out with Fela for his radio show. So a lot of fun, good stuff going on. Make sure you pay attention to all of it. What can I tell you? We're having a good week. Next week, too. So the numbers for Jack and why it matters, all right? I want to go through this with you. And I think that the best way that I can – I'm not a blind optimist in any way, shape, or form. I do not believe for a second in just coming out and saying, well, our guy is going to win. You know what I mean? I'm not. I'm a very cautious guy when it comes to this stuff. But when looking at the numbers today of the returns and the early voting, I am feeling very good about Jack Cittarelli's chances. Let's go through the numbers, okay? In-person early voting. This is courtesy of VoteHub US. They track all this stuff. Day three only, 76,359 ballots. That's how many day three early in-person voting. So let's just say 73,000, okay? Now, of that, see if I can find it. Looks like, oh, you know what? Looks like they have an updated one. Let me see if I can find that. Okay. Here we go. hang on. I'm sorry. Well, bottom line is this. Democrats hold a 1.8% advantage over Republicans among the 240,000 ballots cast. 1.8% advantage in early voting. Now, considering that many Republicans still just vote in person, and we have a president, look, I love the guy, but, you know, every other day he's telling us not to do early voting, don't do mail voting, he doesn't like it, he doesn't trust it. There's a lot of people that hear that and then they don't, and then they just vote in person. So, I mean, as long as the leader of the party is still raising doubts about mail-in balloting and early voting and everything else, you're going to have a certain segment of the Republican voters who turn around and say, all right, I'm only going to vote in person. So the fact that Democrats are less than 2% ahead of Republicans at this point right now is huge, in my opinion. It's huge. Because of the fact that we are still dealing with getting over any misconceptions, any perceptions, any bias people have against mail-in voting or early in-person voting. The fact that we are still dealing with that right now is something that we can't get away from. Democrats are always going to be ahead when it comes to early voting. I am going to vote tomorrow morning. I went there today. I showed up at 9 o'clock, and there was already a line, and the guy said, it doesn't open until 10. I had to get to New York, so I said, all right, I'll come back in the morning. So I'll vote tomorrow morning. But the point is, I know many people who are voting for Jack who have not yet voted. And I'll say to them, please vote early. Why not? What's the problem? And like, I still like voting in person on election day. There's something about it. You know what I mean? I still like it. Democrats have cast, let's see, if you look at turnout, let's look at turnout numbers. Democrat turnout is about 16%. Republican turnout is about 12%. But the unaffiliated turnout is at 5%. Unaffiliated voters have cast 125,000 ballots in this race. Those unaffiliated voters are breaking for Cittarelli. Based on all the polls that I've seen, all the data that I've seen, unaffiliated voters, independents, have had it with the Democrat Party, and they're breaking for Jack. So that means then this is a dead even race. Because even if some of those unaffiliated voters are, even if only some are going his way, that's a tie. You're tying this up. That 2%, we'll take 2% out of the unaffiliated voters. Fine. Now it's a dead tie. Going into Election Day, when the majority of Republicans cast their ballots in person, for better or for worse, that's a great place to be if you're Cittarelli. That's a great place to be. Not so much if you're Mikey Sherrill. Democrats should be crushing this right now, and they're not. They should be crushing this. Jack has been polling significantly ahead of Sherrill with unaffiliated voters. Independents. They, like many Democrats right now, have had it. Now, the other question I have is, how many of these are Democrats voting for Jack? Let's not forget, you got about a dozen Democrat mayors, prominent ones, who have not only endorsed Jack Cittarelli, but have switched their party affiliation. A couple of them have. But for the most part, they've just backed Jack and remained a Democrat. So how many Democrats are they bringing with them? Like, there's this guy up in North Jersey, he's a party boss named Nick Sacco. Now, this is inside baseball, but Nick Sacco controls a lot of wards and precincts in the must-win county of Bergen County, New Jersey. It's a northern county that is across the river from the Hudson, and it's got a lot of money up there. The mayor of Alpine, or a council member in Alpine, one of the richest towns in the state, a Democrat, endorsed Jack Cittarelli. How much of that Democrat machine is turning out the Democrat vote for Jack? Even if it's 1%, that's a big deal. Because if it's 1% and the unaffiliated voters are a couple percent towards Jack, you're going into Election Day tied. Whereas the Democrats should have this massive early voter advantage and should have a massive early in-person voting advantage and mail advantage, too. And they don't. Now, the problem, though, is I'm already hearing what I heard in 2021. He can't win. New Jersey's a blue. He can't win. Look at Poly Market. So Poly Market, it's interesting. This is one of those offshore betting sites, right, where you can bet on politics. And a lot of people do it. They do it all the time. I want to read a tweet for you of what they put out earlier today in the show or on their Twitter, okay? Let's see if I can find this here. Mamdami odds dropped to 1 week low on Poly Market. New Poly Market right now showing that Mamdani, the odds are going down for him, and Cuomo is rising. All right? Now, if you look at the data, that's not true. According to their own numbers, Mamdami has over a 90% chance of winning. But what is Poly Market's goal? Poly Market's goal is to get people to spend money on their site to cast a vote either for a Mamdami win or a Mamdami loss, which pays a whole lot more. Point is, if you look at these betting sites, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where they turn around and they go, all right, well, come in and give us some of your money. And then the money goes in, and then it looks like Mikey Sherrill has a better chance, and then people turn around and go, well, those betting markets are never wrong, and then they don't vote. And then Mikey Sherrill wins, and the people that have all this money riding on her winning win money because they bought it early. You know what I mean? So what you're going to have happen is you're going to have a lot of people saying in the next couple days, Jack, it was a great effort, but it's still Jersey. It's still a Democrat state. That's done directly to try to suppress Republican turnout. So that I get more friends like my buddy who works in finance, who believed in 2021 that Murphy had a 99% chance of winning, and now believes that Sherrill has a 99% chance of winning. And I said to him, have you learned nothing? These markets drive people to a certain outcome. So the people that work at Polymarket, their goal right now is to get more people betting on this race, just like their goal is to get more people betting on the New York City mayoral race, because after that race is over, they really don't have anything else for people to bet on until midterms. Like, the Pennsylvania judges' races are not that big. The Virginia race is, though. I mean, so they've got three races there where they can make money. And then after that, you know what I mean? You're going to go through a dry spell. So their goal here is to get as much money as possible. But the goal of the people that have already bet their money is to make sure that their favorite wins. It's like going to the track. You bet on a horse, you want that horse to win. So all these people that have money riding on Sherrill on a victory, and now they're seeing the polls, and they're seeing that Jack can win this thing, and they're panicking because they've already placed their bets. They're very much the same people. They're going to be turning around and saying, Jack can't win, hoping that it will depress Republican turnout, and they'll make their money on Election Day. Got it? It's all a house of cards, kids. It's all a scam. Yesterday, I got something in the mail. This was amazing what I got in the mail yesterday. My wife and I both got it. And it's one of the biggest propaganda BS pieces I've ever seen in politics. I'm surprised it's even legal because it looks like something that is totally legit. And it's called the Center for Voter Information. This is not a real thing, but it certainly comes across real. It's got a seal at the top of it, CVI, Center for Voter Information. Looks very official. And you read it, and it says, the Center for Voter Information provides important election information to voters like you across the country. We asked voters in New Jersey who would like to know about the differences between the candidates running for governor. Gun safety. That should tell you everything you need to know right there, right? Gun safety. Do the candidates support making it harder for convicted domestic abusers or people with severe mental illness to buy guns? Mikey Sherrill, yes. Jack Ciattarelli, no. What does it even mean? And they sourced that by saying a roll call 299 from Mikey Sherrill, and Jack Ciattarelli, they cite as a source New Jersey State Assembly Bill 3748 from 2013. Okay? Next question. Reducing help for the elderly and the disabled. Do the candidates support the new law that will reduce government assistance provided to elderly New Jerseyans who suffer from impaired mobility? Huh? Mikey Sherrill, no. Jack Ciattarelli, yes. The source is a New Jersey Globe article from July of this year. Mikey Sherrill is a roll call vote 190. Do the candidates support the new law that will reduce government assistance provided to the elderly? Mikey Sherrill will not support that law to reduce assistance, and Jack will. All right. And the third one, and this is amazing. Again, this is a mailer that I got from the Center for Voter Information, a Fugazi made up group. Doesn't exist. It's not real. But there are people who are dumb enough to read this and think it's a real thing. Like, oh, this is some nonpartisan group that's actually trying to help educate voters on the issues. I've known Jack a long time, and I can tell you this. I've never in my life heard Jack Ciattarelli talk about detaining his political opponents. But that's the question. Do the candidates believe the government should be able to detain people because of their political opinions? Mikey Sherrill, no. Jack Ciattarelli, yes. Really? Really? The source for that is The Observer 22316. That's all it says. I have no idea what that is. I assume it is the now defunct New York Observer. It's still around, but it's different than what it was back then. Back then it was owned by Jared Kushner, and it was a much more political operation. Mikey Sherrill, the source for that, is Congresswoman Sherrill, press release July 18th, 2019. And then they have this, what's supposed to look like a disclaimer on it. A candidate's position is sometimes more complicated than a yes or no. We have done our best to represent each candidate in a fair and reasonable way. If you want additional detailed information on these issues, you can visit the candidates' websites at MikeySherrill.com and Jack4NJ.com. We hope this information is useful. Sincerely, Tom Lopak, President, Center for Voter Information. A fugazi scam operation designed to make people believe that this is actual voter information to help guide your decision when this is clearly a hit job on Jack Ciattarelli. So, now you know. It's like the old NBC. The more you know, with the rainbow going across the screen right there, right? That's how you feel. I want to play a clip here before I do that, Matt, actually, if I could. Let me go to, let's see. What clip is President Trump talking about Toyota?
That would be cut 7, I believe.
Cut 7. All right, let's play cut 7, please. This is the president talking about Toyota.
Under the historic trade deal with the prime minister that I signed today and private sector agreements that were signed moments ago, we'll be increasing our commerce very, very much further.
Actually, cut number 8. Sorry about that. Let's do cut number 8, John. Sorry about that.
Into the United States. And
John, can you stop that one for me?
It's an amazing thing.
John! John, let's actually do cut number 8. So cut 8, John.
I was just told by the prime minister that Toyota is going to be putting auto plants all over the United States to the tune of over $10 billion. So that's Toyota. So go out and buy a Toyota.
Well,
and that's a lot to do with because right now we have all the AI plants. We have so many things happening in the United States, and it's because of November 5th election day, but it's also because of tariffs.
Go out and buy a Toyota. That's what the president just said. Well, if you want to buy a Toyota, you should buy it at Tri-County Toyota because they are our official car sponsor. Brian Krieger, I sent him that text this morning when I was driving up to New York. I said, this will be great for today. It's great. I've been telling you Toyota is making a big investment in the United States of America. And Tri-County Toyota is our official car sponsor for the show. We love them. They're great people. Brian Krieger, general manager, Jack Donaldson, Cheryl Krieger, great supporters of the Travis Manion Foundation and our veterans. So say you want to be like Sarah Weiss, who yesterday said she loves her Toyota. She got a Tri-County Toyota. Great time right now. You can lease a new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get 4.75% financing for 60 months. Or check out a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 and lease that baby for $239 a month for 36 months. Or get rates as low as 2.99% for 48 months. Now, if you want to go Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, it's part of the same family dealership. In fact, there's a gigantic American flag between the two dealerships, so you can go to either. They got great specials on the Grand Cherokee, Dodge Durango, great offers. Either way, please support Tri-County Auto, our official car sponsor for the show. And if you want to get a Toyota, the president just said go buy a Toyota. You want to go Jeep, you want to go Dodge, you want to go Chrysler, either way, boom, you're going to be in great hands with my people over at Tri-County Auto Group. Best thing to do, go see them in person. They're right on 422 in Limerick, close to King of Prussia, Exton, Mainline, Jersey, wherever. You know, it matters that you support our sponsors because they keep the lights on for us, they keep me behind this microphone, and most importantly, I would never endorse them if I didn't believe in what they do. And they're great people over there who stand with our veterans, and that's how I got to know them. So you'll be in great hands. Tri-County.com, Tri-County.com.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I can't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I figure out these friggin' earbuds. I'm not a big fan, I never have been, of wearing cans, old school cans. I don't like how they look. I don't have the ones from my home studio or the studio. So I grab these and I can't figure out how to put them in my ear properly. I don't know which one is right, which one is left. And I can't see because I lost my glasses somewhere here at Fox. I just ran into Tyrus in the hallway. It's so funny when you're here, how you just run into these people that are on TV all the time. And he's really nice, but he's a super nice guy. I was just chatting with him. It's like the water cooler. You're like, oh, hey, Tyrus, what's going on? But anyway, It's nice to be here today. I was hanging out with Jimmy before talking about the New Jersey race a little bit and just saying how Jack and what I like about where we are right now with the momentum that Cittadella has could easily, though, go away because of the gambling. Like, the gambling issue is a big deal. And Jimmy was on, I think it was Kudlow the other day with Caroline Sunshine, who I saw earlier today here as well. She was one of the spokespeople for President Trump. She's been on our show before. She was on with me live at the RNC last summer. Real nice person. And so Jimmy and Caroline were talking about, on Kudlow, they were talking about gambling and the sports betting scandal. And Jimmy was going on and making the point, I don't gamble, but he was saying that, you know, these parlays now that they do, these things are all rigged. Like, the, you know what I mean? Like, you could have a pitcher and people make a parlay bet on whether or not it's going to be a ball. The first pitch thrown will be a ball. Now, he doesn't have to let the guy walk. He can throw one ball and then strike the guy out. Still be on the take. And then, you see what I mean? It's rigged. Now, I don't know how often that's happening. I think this NBA scandal that blew up with the mafia and everything, I think there's a lot more to come on this, but you could make a parlay bet on whether or not somebody's gonna make their voice crack during the national anthem. And then if somebody comes out and then all of a sudden, as they do one of the words, their voice cracks, now you won. You know what I mean? We are at a point now, though, where people betting on politics, and I have no problem with it from a legal standpoint, bet away. I mean, I don't care what the hell you do with your life, as long as you don't bother anybody else. But If I bet money on Mikey Sherrill back in the summer, and I bet $1,000. I want Mikey Sherrill to win. I'm going to do everything in my power to try to depress Republican vote in a very, very close election by making sure everybody knows that the betting market says Mikey Sherrill is going to win. You know what I mean? So it's a scam. It's a fugazi. It's not real. But the problem is that there are a lot of people out there who believe that. And they go, well, they're never wrong. Well, at some point they have to be. At some point they have to be. They can't always be right. But if they can create a self-fulfilling prophecy, then they will be right. I mean, right now there are people who bet money on Mikey Sherrill when she won the primary back in June, and they thought she was going to walk away with it, who are panicking right now. Because for many of these people, they'll bet hundreds of thousands of dollars on this stuff. This is not like you and me betting $50 on a parlay bet or like. These are really rich, Monaco-level gamblers, you know what I mean, like in the movies. They got a couple hundred grand riding on this race. You damn well sure you want to cash in. So now you see Mikey Sherrill might lose this thing to Jack Cittarelli. You're going to make it very obvious to people that the betting markets are never wrong. They're right. Jack's going down. And hope to God that the Republicans believe it like they believed it in 2021 and stay home. So you can cash in. So make sure you understand that. And I know you do because you're a smart person. But that's why they say the House always wins. It's because the House always wins. All right. All right. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead. We got a lot to get to. There's a new movie on Netflix called House of Dynamite. And apparently, according to an article, it's making the Pentagon very nervous. We're going to talk about it and why it could be the end of the world. Nuclear Armageddon. Straight ahead.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.